Good morning, church. As we continue to follow in the steps of Jesus this Holy Week, this Passion Week, leading to the cross, I'd like to continue in Luke's Gospel and Jesus' life. What did he do after he cleansed the temple? Verse 48 of Luke 19 tells us that Jesus taught and he preached during these days, and every person who heard him hung on every word he said. While in the background, the Pharisees and scribes were seeking to arrest him, to kill him. They had had enough of his teachings and his bold claims to be the Messiah. They had heard enough. They wanted him out of the picture. They wanted him dead, and they were growing desperate. And so there was this tension in the background of Jesus' teachings, and at the same time, Jesus was continuously teaching in the temple. We find ourselves in Luke chapter 20, and this is one of these days. We'll claim this to be Tuesday. It says, Luke 20, verse 1, "On one of these days, while he was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes with the elders confronted him, and they spoke, saying to him, 'Tell us by what authority you are doing these things, or who is the one who gave you this authority?' Jesus answered and said to them, 'I will also ask you a question, and you tell me, was the baptism of John from heaven or from men?' They reasoned among themselves, saying, 'If we say from heaven, he will say, why did you not believe him? But if we say from men, all the people will stone us to death, and they are convinced that John was a prophet.' So they answered that they did not know where it came from. And Jesus said to them, 'Nor will I tell you what authority I do these things.' And he began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and rented it out to vine growers and went on a journey for a long time. At the harvest time, he sent a slave to the vine growers so that they would give him some of the produce of the vineyard. But the vine growers beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he proceeded to send another slave, and they beat him also and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And he proceeded to send a third, and this one also they wounded and cast out. The owner of the vineyard said, 'What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him.' But when the vine growers saw him, they reasoned with him with one another, saying, 'Ah, this is the heir. Let us kill him, so that the inheritance will be ours.' So they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy these vine growers and will give the vineyard to others. When they heard it, they said, 'May it never be.' But Jesus looked at them and said, 'What then is this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, this became the chief cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, but on whomever it falls, it will scatter him like dust.' The scribes and the chief priests tried to lay hands on him that very hour, and they feared the people, for they understood that he spoke this parable against them. So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be righteous in order so that they might catch him in some statement, so that they could deliver him to the rule and the authority of the governor. They questioned him, saying, 'Teacher, we know that you speak and teach correctly, and you are not partial to any, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?' But he detected their trickery and said to them, 'Show me a denarius. Whose likeness and inspiration does it have?' They said, 'Caesar's.' And he said to them, 'Then render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.' And they were unable to catch him in a saying in the presence of the people. And being amazed at his answer, they became silent. Now there came to him some of the Sadducees, who say that there is no resurrection. And they questioned him, saying, 'Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife, and he is childless, his brother should marry the wife and raise up children to his brother. Now there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died childless, and the second and the third married her, and in the same way all seven died, leaving no children. Finally the woman died also. In the resurrection, therefore, which one's wife will she be? For all seven had married her.' Jesus said to them, The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they cannot give, even die any more, because they are like angels and their sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the burning bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. Some of the scribes answered and said, Teacher, you have spoken well. For they did not have courage to question him any longer about anything. Then he said to them, well, let's stop there. We've read now 41 verses. Jesus is teaching about multiple things. A lot of these truths are very hard to hear and swallow. Jesus first speaks of the vineyard owner and the wicked vine growers who have taken over the plantation and have beaten every servant and slave that he sends and finally kills his son. Then we hear about the Pharisees and scribes' desire to catch Jesus in a difficult word in which they can turn against him. They ask him about taxes and then about marriage and the afterlife, and Jesus handles himself very well during these times, not saying anything, so much so that the scribes and teachers of the law begin to cower away. They don't want to ask him any more questions. Jesus teaches a lot in this week. Some of these things can stand on their own, but in the end, I basically want to draw us to a reflection of questions here. First of all, the reflection is, have there been times when Jesus' truth has seemed harsh to you or hard to understand and follow? Does that keep you from striving to be obedient to him? Does it keep you from asking more questions? See, these scribes and Pharisees, they didn't quite understand what Jesus was saying, and so they shied away from asking any more questions. My charge to you this day is that if you come across a hard truth in Scripture to either understand or apply, I only ask of you to continue to search, continue to seek, continue to look to the Lord for answers and wisdom in his teachings, and then obey. No matter how hard the truth is to hear or how hard it is to follow, we are called to follow nonetheless. And so we can learn this from Jesus' teachings this day. May you have a blessed day.